Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, Knoxville Mayor Brian Hatch takes a look back at 2017. 2017 here in Knoxville, a year that was up and down, some very good things, bad things, just a all around, I don't want to say typical year, but there was some beginning of the year, I guess, Mayor, you know, we had some city council members had to step away, had to step down, but you replaced those. You had some other highlights, the election, you had some great events throughout the year. I guess for me and for the listeners, I think take us through what you consider your highlights of 2017 and what you will remember for the year of 2017.
Yeah, you touched on it briefly there to begin with. We lost two council members, which was unfortunate. Both Don and Craig served for us and did an excellent job. We hated to see them go. But like everything, when one door closes, another one opens. And we were fortunate enough to appoint Megan Sir and Dylan Morris to those positions. Yeah, they did a great job for us filling in. And, you know, obviously I think the people felt the same way. They elected them in November to serve a full term for us. So we're happy with them being there, and I think we have a great council, so we're looking forward to moving forward with them. Moving on from that, as far as events go, it was a fun year for us. We had several events, you know, some typical events, some new events. You know, we of course always have nationals, parades, things like that that everybody looks forward to, and we do a great job and we enjoy those. We had a few other offhand events that we don't typically have, one being the First Responders Appreciation Night, which I thought was a great idea. I was glad to see that. I hope we can continue to do that in the years to come. We also had the creation of Thrive Knoxville, which was a great addition to the community. They came in and tried to give Living Windows, which is an annual event of ours. It's always successful. They gave that a boost in the arm, I guess, so to speak, and did a great job with that. It was exciting to see some of the new changes that took place. Some of the other major things that we had going on, I guess, to highlight the year would be trail planning is completed, basically, and so hopefully in the spring we'll see the construction of a phase two, I guess we'll say, of the trails. We completed a comprehensive plan, which is a big deal for the city. We haven't had a comprehensive plan for several years, so having that now completed and something that staff can use will be a great addition for all of us. Library expansion is another big thing. It kicked off this summer, and what a great job the library did. It was unbelievable how quickly they were able to raise money. That's another thing that we'll hopefully see groundbreaking in the spring. A lot of construction will be going on. Speaking of construction, the suite towers at the Hall of Fame, that's another one right now that you see being built. Awesome addition to the raceway and the entire community. We did typical, you know, sewer replacements. We're constantly working on things like that. I know it's not fancy and people don't really get to see much when it's done, but it's important. So we had a couple big ones, Montgomery Street and Reno Street, a couple big sewer replacement projects we completed. The one thing you do get to see and people do enjoy, Robinson Street. We overlaid Robinson Street from 14 to Kent Street. That was a major improvement for us. That was a well-needed project. That was a part of our street projects improvement plan that we'll be continuing to work on throughout the next few years here. I think there's more work planned for the Jackson Street area maybe in the spring, and then we'll do more at the beginning of the new fiscal year. So, another thing we had, a major event that took place for us this year, was we worked with the school district, and they were great to work with as far as relocating the skate park and the tennis courts. We knew we obviously had trouble with the tennis courts. It was something that needed to be addressed. So that the schools and the city got together and they partnered to basically switch areas. We kind of swapped locations. I think it'll work great, hopefully, for everyone. We'll see the tennis court construction begin in the spring right of way. And the skate park will be part of the Youngs Park renovation project that will take place, hopefully, in the construction season, summer sometime. And that's everything south of the entrance of Youngs Park. So that whole entire south area will get a renovation, which will be great. A new shelter house area, skate park area, so maybe a basketball court or whatever. It'll be a great addition to Youngs Park. Well needed. It hasn't had anything for several years, so that'll be nice to see. Airport runway, that's another major one we'll see coming up here. We've approved money to reconstruct part of the airport runway. And that was something that we really needed to do as part of the FAA requirements. They grant an 80% grant when we match it with 20%. And in order for us to continue to do that, we had to improve our runway and bring it up to their specifications. So that was something that needed to be done anyway, but that's a good project for us to take advantage of. Housing. Obviously, we have housing issues. Everybody knows that. KEDC has stepped up and done a great job of trying to fill that void. I know we have three new houses out in Westridge, and they're I think currently on number two of five on North Harlan Street. Well, that's really great for Knoxville to see three, four, five houses go up in a year. That's a big deal for Knoxville. So hopefully that's something we can continue to gain momentum with and build on.
I'm going to cut you off there real quick and say, you know, you just mentioned momentum. Something that happened when the school board elections with the Proposition A, that being passed by a huge amount, the elections at following that with the city council elections. We talked about it before with Aaron Adams, with me and you. We talked about the momentum Knoxville has right now. 2017, if you look back on it, was kind of that momentum building year. What does that mean for the city really going into 2018, having that momentum, and especially next year when the listeners are going to see some of these things that they didn't have before being built and realizing that Knoxville is actually improving?
It's great to see. It's so rewarding to see everybody as a community kind of come together. And you do really feel that momentum, and you see it happening throughout several things, whether it's local events downtown, the participation from volunteers, obviously, you know, voter turnout with the Proposition A, things like that. So it is great to feel that support from the community. And I think all of us together, working together, is going to make Knoxville the best it can possibly be. So it's an advantage for all of us.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Knoxville Mayor Brian Hatch for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.